Henry Potter was a 10-year-old child in the Virgin Islands when he was first captivated by a noise he heard from a churchyard.
I'm like, what is that? You know, ding, 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 ding. So I looked in and I saw kids playing. I'm like, okay, what are they doing? I went in there and then I watched them. And then the next day I went back. And probably about the third day, the guy who was in charge of the band, he asked me, do you want to play? I'm like, you're scared, but you know, said yes. He said, well, no problem. You can come. You can come and learn to play.
These days, Potter's the conductor of his own steel band in South Florida called Tambu Bamboo. The name is based on an old-time bamboo dance in Trinidad.
One, two, three, four.
The band is a family affair. Potter's wife and daughter are at band practice for Tambu Bamboo. This Caribbean family is surrounded by steel pan music, which they wish was more commonplace.
Down here, we got so many island people, and we don't have that much interest. There is some, but I would like it to be more.
The band competes in Canada and Virginia. But Sharon Potter, Henry's wife, says it's not just about the competition.
We don't just like the competition. We like to perform. We enjoy the music. We enjoy what we do.
Sharon is also from the Virgin Islands. She says she wants to see more West Indians playing pan in South Florida.
Whether it's my band or whichever band just taking part and just coming together the way it used to be. I mean, it has faded a little and now we're trying to bring it back.
Potter's daughter, Julia, was born in New Orleans but spent most of her childhood in the Virgin Islands before coming to South Florida. There, she was surrounded by steel pan.
I used to leave school, we used to run for a taxi and then go up to the pan yard and practice. And we practiced till like 2 in the morning. We just grew up with it, it's in our blood.
Now that she lives in South Florida, she understands why pan isn't as popular here.
A lot of island people come here and lose their culture, so like we just try to keep it in the community so everybody can still say, hey, it's still pan around, it's still music around that you can enjoy.
One of the ways Tambu Bamboo is trying to reach out to the community is through schools. Julia remembers how important steel pan music was when she was going to primary school in the Virgin Islands.
If you're not going to school and learning a lesson and after school going to play pan, then you're not doing anything because it's like pan is always there and they always involve music in school, period.
The band has started initiatives at local schools to get South Florida children involved. The Potters say students of all ages and backgrounds are welcome.
Black, white, blue, purple, doesn't matter who you are, just come. We'll be happy to teach you how to play.
I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.